Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
Hey, welcome to episode 20, I believe, of Let Them Know, MMEO. I am Steven Solo, as you already know. Of course, Ron Stone is not in the MMEO studios right now because he's out on the field and he's interviewing a very lovely family right now and their experiences through this whole corona thing that's going on right now. Before we get into the interview, we just want to apologize in advance for the recording quality of the interview. I believe there are two parts. The very first part sounds a little bit muffled, but as the interview goes further with this wonderful family, the quality eventually gets better. So without further ado, let's get into it.
All right. I'm sitting here with Miss
Kenya.
Hi, Kenya. How are you?
Eight.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Elementary
school. So what do you think about this quarantine?
It's in danger.
It's in danger? What do you think?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why? Why not? Okay, how about school? Do you miss school? You do? Oh, okay. So you want to go back to school. So you miss your friends, your teachers. What have you been doing while you've been stuck in the house?
Watching.
Are you still learning? Doing art? Oh, wow. Have you done something new that you didn't know before? Oh, you learned how to sing a new song? Oh, wow. What song is that? Adina? Oh, wow, I gotta check that out. Okay, you know the whole song now, huh? Since you've been out of school for how long?
100 days!
100 days! Seems like it, Okay. Do you want to say anything else? You wish that would be over with already? It's not safe, but we gotta keep everybody safe, right? Alright, thank you.
You like to draw.
What did you draw? Well, keep up the good work. You're doing good. All right, got with me Mr.
Kanye.
Kanye, how old are you?
12.
12. What school do you go to?
Carthage.
Oh, shoot. What grade are you in?
6.
So what do you like about this quarantine? What do you think about?
I think it's dumb.
So why do you think it's dumb?
Because it's boring just staying in the house all day. We don't really get to go anywhere
because
all the places are shut down.
Oh, wow. But do you think it's good because we stay healthy?
I guess it's good for the safety.
Do you miss school?
A lot.
You do? Most kids be like, oh, man, this is like summertime, early summertime. So you do miss school. What do you miss about school?
Mostly my friends.
Friends? You don't miss the teachers? You don't miss the learning?
No. I only like math.
Oh, that's good. A lot of kids.
I don't like science. Those are my two worst ones.
Oh, okay. So math, huh? How about PE? That was my favorite subject.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing during this quarantine and we're staying in the house?
We've been doing online classes and learning
our talent. Online classes? For your school? Some schools don't have it.
And they started the virtual classroom doing it through Zoom and stuff like that. And then now they have it through Google Classroom. So they're meeting with the students, taking attendance. And
yeah,
they hand out laptops and they reach out to them by email, have them do work and all kinds of stuff. And now they actually have the mandatory classes and it's like their period.
So mandatory now?
Yeah, it's from 11:30
to. So they're still getting their credit.
Yeah. The students are going to have to repeat the school year.
That's not cool.
That is not cool. That is not cool.
So
because those who are supposed to graduate this year are going to have to wait till next year.
Like, for real, I was hoping that it was going to be over in 2020.
Yo.
Wow. So you've been busy. You've been busy?
I'm on, yeah.
So So what do you like doing the most? Have you learned something new? Did you do something new that you've never done? Like,
yes, I've done.
Oh, you've been making beats? Oh, that's good.
He has like a couple every day. Does it on his laptop. Yeah, I was trying to get him like the drum machine on the tablet.
What do you go through? What do you use?
Yeah, what do you use? Are you using
Fruity Loop?
No, it's an app called GroovePad.
Oh, okay, GroovePad. We're going to have to get some of your beats and play it on the podcast. This is should be another show right here. Man, I can use some of your beats so we can market your beats. Yeah, that's good, man. And then you could sell your beats too.
Yeah.
And people like it. Yeah, that's good. So how many have you done?
Yeah.
6 beats ever since the quarantine started. Oh wow.
Yeah.
I gotta check those beats. 6 beats, you guys. That's impressive. You go out there, still stay active.
We go out every morning. We play basketball a little bit for like 3 to 2 hours.
Oh, who do you play basketball with?
Me and my family.
Oh, that's cool.
We have like two groups of people that just play.
Oh, man. That's cool. Oh, man, I wish all the kids were doing that, huh? Instead of just staying inside, sleeping in, huh? Well, thank you. Good job, man. Keep it up. Keep your beat. Keep it going, man. In the future, you'll make lots of money. Like what your mom said, DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled!
Hey,
we the best!
That's the only thing he says on the song, but...
And another one.
Beat, that's why. It's a beat.
Wow, you did that. This is the future DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled!
Is he the best? All right, I'm here with Mr.
Alum.
How old are you?
13.
And what school you go to?
I go to Mount High School.
Oh, junior high, huh? So what are your thoughts about the quarantine?
I think fun.
It's fun?
Because we've been going out more.
Oh, okay. So this is like a early summer vacation. You like summer vacation, I take it. Why, you don't miss school?
Huh?
You don't miss school?
No.
You're not school, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. So you don't like miss nothing about school?
I miss the teacher.
Okay. All right. So you like it because you don't have to go to school and you're going to school over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think about it? How about the situation out there? What's going on? Have you been hearing about it? What's going on?
Yeah.
With the virus?
Oh, yeah.
Getting infected.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know?
Katie, Doris, Rick, Wanda, Ellie.
Yeah. For
real? The guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. KD, he was my boy when he was with Golden State. That's my team. We cool.
He likes
his team, baby. Oh, what? You play basketball, too, huh?
Play basketball.
Oh, wow. What position in football?
Football,
I'm playing. Oh, wow. That's good. Do you like to get hit and hit people? Oh, me too. I played linebacker. Yeah. So, during this quarantine, are you doing anything new? What are you doing?
We're doing sports.
Like your sister, she's been drawing.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing.
Oh, you've been drawing, too? Oh, you're an artist, too. Oh, that's a tribal turtle over here. Yes. Oh, shoot, Michelangelo over here. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, like your brother. He's been doing beats and stuff like that.
Yeah,
are you into that?
No.
No? You're just into sports, huh? He's
a
sports guy.
Rapping.
You know how to rap?
Nope.
What?
He's that guy that was sitting
Don't be
in the
shy.
I
for fun? But what if you can make money rapping?
Now that's different.
You'd rather play ball
mm-hmm.
and get paid millions, huh?
That's
more fun. Now, how about school-wise? You said that he does homeschooling.
Yeah.
They all do.
Oh, they all do, huh? Okay.
They all go.
Okay. That's cool. I didn't know that. Putting pressure on him, huh? All right, cool. Well, keep it up, man. Keep up. But you can't even play sports now. That sucks, huh? Only at the park.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can't play, like, with teams and stuff like that, huh? But
I mean,
when you're at the
go.
Park, that's too many people.
No, because they go so early in the morning.
Oh.
It's like early in the morning.
Oh,
like
so National Guard. Hey! 6 feet. 6 feet. You know about 6 feet? You know about social distancing?
Oh, yes.
You heard about the social distancing? Do you oblige? No. All right, cool, man. Thanks, man. All right, I'm here with Miss
Lulu.
Lulu, how old are you, Lulu?
I'm 12 years old, so I'm going to turn 13 in August.
Oh, 13. Teenager. Okay, cool. How much school do you go to?
Garside.
Okay. So, what are your thoughts about the quarantine?
Oh my, it's boring.
It's boring.
It's boring over here. There's nothing to do, really.
What? Nothing to do? Are you still doing classes?
Yes, I go on Google and Meet for 2 classes each day.
Oh, okay. 2 classes each day?
Yeah.
For how long?
I think for 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you got to put it. You have to do 45 minutes, 2 classes a day?
Yes.
Got A's, straight A's?
No.
Expose them.
Oh,
I'm doing bad in
Well, you guys got lots of books over here. He's like, no. You're not a reader?
No.
No? So what do you like to do during your spare time during this quarantine?
I don't know. Probably just, like, watch YouTube.
Oh, you just, like, Mike.
That's what I do.
TikTok queen over here.
Yes. I have made TikToks and I posted it, but not in front of everyone.
Uh-oh. So how many likes and everything that did you get?
Oh. I get like 40.
Wow. 40, look at you. Man. So during this quarantine, you've just been making up your own routines and everything. Is that something new or something that you've been doing?
I think something that I've been doing.
Oh, okay. She looked at you like. So, do you miss school?
Somewhat of school. Yeah,
somewhat.
So.
What do you miss about school?
Probably like the help that you get.
Oh, you like the hands-on.
Yeah.
When. So there, while you're in school, you can't like. Reply or ask questions while you're online?
You could, but, like, it wouldn't be as much help as
you know, oh, yeah, then hands-on, huh? Okay. So you're kind of fine with not being in school?
Yeah.
So this is like a early summer vacation for you? But what do you think about what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't like the outcomes and stuff? Have you been reading about it? Have you been what? Since you watch YouTube and everything?
Some parts. I only hear the stuff about school.
Oh, okay. So what have you heard about regarding this coronavirus? With people getting sick and people kind of passing away with this in China?
Because I don't want to die.
Yeah, because I like to ask the older crowd about this, especially like the teenager crowd. Because they see it more.
Yeah.
And then you're a YouTuber, so I'm pretty sure. Because my kids are like, Dad, have you seen this? You see this guy you just dropped. So, okay, cool. So during this quarantine, you've been making up new routines. How many routines do you have now?
Oh, I've learned some, but I haven't, like, posted them.
Oh, you haven't made your own routine, your own dance? Oh, okay. So you just do your dance and then you post it?
Private, but not public.
Oh, so it's just friends that you know and family members? Oh, I see.
I don't want to embarrass myself.
But how do you know? What if someone says, oh, man, we like that routine that you did? Have you been playing, been active out there playing? Do you play sports like your brothers? All right, cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And hopefully, oh, no problem. Hopefully this quarantine will stop so you guys could go back to school. Yeah?
Hopefully.
But I thought you didn't want to go back.
Like, sometimes it's boring over here.
You just want to sometime it. Like, if you feel like it, then I'm going to go over
there. When I feel like it.
So I heard you got a spam page. Now, can you tell me what that is about?
Well, I have a spam page. All I do is, like, post things, but it's more than you post on your main page. So, like, you post many things. Like, you could post how you're feeling today, what you did today. You can post anything you want on your spam.
Oh, okay. Just, like, kind of, like, posting.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Something new. I don't know how to post sometimes. I know. I thought you were talking about spam, you know.
No.
I was like, wow, you promote spam now? All right, I'm sitting here with Mr.
Frank.
All right, I'm sitting here with Miss
Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou, how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. High school?
Yes.
Senior?
Junior.
Junior, okay. So what do you think about this quarantine?
I like it, only because there's no school, and, you know, we're not doing schoolwork. I mean, we are doing schoolwork, but, like, not at school.
Oh, okay. So you like the early summer vacation?
Yes.
So you don't miss school?
I do miss school, but I don't miss school.
What don't you miss about school?
The work.
Yeah, that's the hard part, huh? So what do you think about this coronavirus?
What do you mean?
What do you think about it? Have you been seeing, like, stuff on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
And are you a YouTube person, too?
Not really.
No? Have you been looking up things about this virus and stuff?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man. You guys are just in vacation mode. Are you doing schoolwork from home, too?
Yes. We have our teachers. I mean, our teachers assign us stuff, so online, and we got to do them.
Oh, okay. Like what, two classes like your other sibling? 45 minutes each class?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what have you been doing during this quarantine?
I've been doing my schoolwork, hanging with my family, and like just going outside and playing like basketball.
And you do the dance thing too with your sister?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's cool. You make up your own routines, too?
No.
No?
She's the one that makes up the routines.
Oh, okay. And then you just go along with it?
Yeah, she teaches me the dances.
That's cool. Have you done something new during this quarantine?
I actually been looking at some colleges because, you know, I'm a junior now. But I haven't been really, like, looking at specific colleges, but I've been trying to find out, like, what I want to do in college and stuff.
Have you been thinking what you want to do?
I'm looking at being a social worker.
Oh, wow. Social worker. What makes you want to become a social worker?
I just want to help, like, little kids who's, like, going through rough times.
That's cool. You know what college you want to go to?
Not yet, but I'm going to stay near Vegas.
Oh, well, Reno or UNLV?
I say UNLV.
Oh, okay. Good job. Good job. So do you like spending time, like more time? You're spending more time than normal with the family?
Of course.
I know it kind of sucks that you can't see friends or anything, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Last but not least, we have Mr.
Greg Simmons, the chief of the tribe.
All right. He does have a tribe, folks.
Yeah,
and we got his wifey, his missus, his queen, Miss
Jerica.
Mrs. Jerica over here. So, what do you guys think about this quarantine thing that's going on?
Me personally, I like it.
You like it?
I like it because I get to teach my kids our culture thing, you know.
More time with them.
I spend time, a lot of time with them, you know, teaching them stuff that they can't learn at school.
I mean, for me, it's all right. I changed my schedule so that I could be done before the kids come home. And then just so happened, everything got quarantined, and now I'm working while they're home still. So it's kind of challenging because now I kind of got to do more than one task at a time every single day. Because I got to make sure that they're on point with their schoolwork, turning things in, because I still get emails from their teachers and calls from their school. Yeah, it's weird. But, I mean, it is my realm. My whole realm is virtual, so I work virtually. School is virtual, so, I mean. It's just now having to do it all at one time when I was trying to avoid that in the first place. Just kind of threw it off.
Yeah, I would like to just let everyone know they have 9 kids. They are entrepreneurs over here. I don't see how they do it, but they do it. They do a great job, too.
I mean, it does have its advantages where, you know, we have a little bit more bonding time, quality time, which we, you know, always try to have anyways. But it just kind of forces it now because everyone's schedule is on the same schedule. Nobody's schedule's off where, you know, people have sports or come home late for whatever reason. So everybody's just, you know, here and available. But other than that, there's no real negatives to it. It does suck that the social distancing is physical because, you can't see a friend. You can't really do much except for talk to them and, you know, that costs money on my internet and phone bills. So,
taking up all the gigabytes, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, it's okay. I was smart. I got the business plan. So, got them all on. But it's still good. Like, I don't think a lot of it's changed, honestly, because I've always had structure and schedules.
Yeah.
So, it's just a change of schedule. That's all it was. Not that I'm socially distant, but I do stay socially distant.
You're still practicing social distancing, folks. So what have you guys been doing with the family during this quarantine? Have you guys been doing different things, new things?
The thing that I've always done with the kids, even before this quarantine, was I've always tried to get them active as much as possible, each and every day. So with that, we spend about an hour or two playing basketball from 6 o'clock to 8 or 9 every morning. And then later on during the day, if I do have energy, I also take them back to the park. So twice a day.
That's good. We call it
a day workout.
Wow, staying active.
Yeah.
6 a.m. in the morning, folks. That's dedication right there.
Yeah,
keep on active.
They don't get no break after that. They go straight into lunch, because we work on a school schedule where we have them pick up their lunches from the distribution schools, and then they go straight into that, then straight into class at 11:30 to 1:10, and then after that they go into exploring the talents.
Okay.
And that's why each one of them has a different theme that they're working on. It's kind of just like more of self-exploration. What should I work at that I feel that I'm good at or that I'm slacking at? So that's pretty much why they all have, like, different things that they're trying to excel in. But that's a new thing. That was Greg's thing. We never actually did exploring your talents before this. We always had something else, like, you know, more cultured and, you know, like, tradition-based learning. not as far as like school, but like, you know, our cultures and stuff like that. This time it's just them learning about themselves, basically.
I wish every parent would do that for their kids. And then I heard, Greg, that you're the teacher over here.
PE teacher. The easy part.
The easy part?
When it comes to mental game, she takes it.
She's the brains
of that.
You've seen the boards on the other side of the house. Look, see, you see right here.
Yes.
We got
they have boards everywhere. Yes. They're real organized over here.
They got their class schedule on the bigger board in the kitchen or in the dining room. And so they have, like, everything that they're supposed to be doing.
Oh, and then they follow it on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You'll
so
see,
then they're real disciplined.
One's a whole, and then on the other side, chores.
Yeah, we got to keep this.
Bounce out this.
Yeah.
Okay, by being stuck in the house, has it been a positive or a negative thing with the family?
It has its pros and cons.
Let's start off with the negative.
Oh, no. So,
I
deal with the kids. They're here 24/7. It could be
with nine of them.
Nine of them. Sometimes it's very stressful handling nine kids in under one roof. The key is to stay happy.
Oh, okay.
Stay happy. And, you know, these kids keep me happy.
That's good. And how about you? Is it the
toilet paper?
Toilet paper.
That's the only negative.
And rice.
Yeah. We're coming up on that negative, like, recently. But toilet paper, because there's so many people in our house. We had to reteach people how to use toilet paper. It's like, that's the goal right there. What are you doing? What are we going to do when that's gone? Because you decided to roll the whole thing up and throw it away.
Because it's allergy season. How about the positive?
I spend a lot of time with them.
That's good.
The bond is...
You're spending more time.
More time.
You're spending all day.
Yeah, because when they were in school, you know, they leave the house at 6. No, I don't know, maybe 7. And especially the high school kids, they don't come home till like 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do miss them. Aww. The younger kids, they come home at...
Oh, because all the practice.
All the practice. So they got to stay at school. You know, that's the positive side of it. You know, I get all of them under one roof. All day long.
I think that's one of the things that the kids miss too, like, especially the high schoolers, the fact that they used to be out with their friends, you know, like on campus and stuff like that, but just the fact that it would be late and by the time they get home, all they do is eat dinner and go sleep.
Yeah.
So
wow.
They like that. I know they like that schedule. Like,
you guys actually could talk to them, like, hey, how's it going?
Oh, yeah, I mean, because that's the whole point. Like, they would make it home in time for dinner because they like to sit on the table and talk story. that was their routine of get a bunch of stuff happening while practice or whatever with their friends, come home for dinner, gossip.
Yeah, that's what on a normal school day, you know, we wait for the two high schoolers to get home, then we eat it as a family. That's always been our thing. You know, we eat as a family. Now listen,
you always want to eat as a family.
You just make mushrooms and go.
So, last question. What's your thoughts about this quarantine?
Go on, be real. It's okay.
I've been keeping up with the social media. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I'm not too concerned. I guess I'm expecting the worst already. I've always kept my faith in God, so...
That's good.
That's where my faith lies. You know?
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, I haven't been keeping up with it. I really didn't even know about it till the kids had to stay home from school.
What the heck? Why are you guys here?
Like, you're staying for what? I mean, I could see it could be like a real threat. I don't be out there in the world anyway, so they don't miss me. But I think, like, the whole way that everybody else is acting and panicking and being crazy and stuff like that, when I did finally leave the house while this was all going on, the first time was to go to Sam's Club to buy meat and I think toilet paper. And there was a line around the building, so I was just like, why are they forming a line?
This is really real.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why they're forming a line. Why don't they just wait outside like we were in school? But I guess people, like, take it personally because we ended up going to, like, the 99 cent store and this lady wanted to fight an old man.
Well, there you have it, friends.